This is Audible.
Penguin Random House Audio presents The Hill We Climb, an inaugural poem for the country by Amanda Gorman, with a foreword written and read by Oprah Winfrey. This is the author, Amanda Gorman. Foreword by Oprah Winfrey.
They don't come very often, these moments of incandescence, where the welter of pain and suffering gives way to hope, maybe even joy, where a deep distress that has dogged our souls and shaken our faith, so difficult to articulate and even harder to bear, is transformed into something clear and pure, where wisdom flows in cadences that sink with the thrum of our blood, the beat of our hearts, where grace and peace in human form take the measure, seeing where we've been and where we must go, lighting the way with her words. She was exactly what we'd been waiting for, this skinny black girl descended from slaves, showing us our true selves, our human heritage, our heart. Everyone who watched came away enhanced with hope and marveling at seeing the best of who we are and can be through the eyes and essence of a 22-year-old, our country's youngest presidential inaugural poet. As her words washed over us, they healed our wounds and resurrected our spirits. A nation, bruised but whole, climbed up off its knees. And finally, a miracle. We felt the sun pierce the never-ending shade. That is the power of poetry. And that is the power we collectively witnessed at the inauguration of President Joseph R. Biden on January 20th, 2021. The day Amanda Gorman, profoundly presenting her fullest, most radiant self, rose to the microphone and the moment, giving us the gift of The Hill We Climb.
Read at the inauguration of President Joe Biden, January 20th, 2021. Mr. President, and Dr. Biden, Madam Vice President, and Mr. Emhoff, Americans and the world. When day comes, we ask ourselves, where can we find light in this never-ending shade? The loss we carry, a sea we must wade, we've braved the belly of the beast. We've learned that quiet isn't always peace, and the norms and notions of what just is isn't always just is. And yet the dawn is ours before we knew it. Somehow we do it. Somehow we've weathered and witnessed a nation that isn't broken, but simply unfinished. We, the successors of a country and a time where a skinny black girl descended from slaves and raised by a single mother can dream of becoming president, only to find herself reciting for one. And yes, we are far from polished, far from pristine, but this doesn't mean we're striving to form a union that is perfect. We are striving to forge our union with purpose, to compose a country committed to all cultures, colors, characters, and conditions of man. And so we lift our gazes not to what stands between us, but what stands before us. We close the divide because we know to put our future first. We must first put our differences aside. We lay down our arms so that we can reach our arms out to one another. We seek harm to none and harmony for all. Let the globe, if nothing else, say this is true. That even as we grieved, we grew. That even as we hurt, we hoped. That even as we tired, we tried. That we'll forever be tied together, victorious. Not because we will never again know defeat, but because we will never again sow division. Scripture tells us to envision that everyone shall sit under their own vine and fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid. If we're to live up to our own time, then victory won't lie in the blade, but in all the bridges we've made. That is the promised glade, the hill we climb, if only we dare it. Because being American is more than a pride we inherit. It's the past we step into and how we repair it. We've seen a force that would shatter a nation rather than share it, would destroy our country if it meant delaying democracy. And this effort very nearly succeeded. But while democracy can be periodically delayed, it can never be permanently defeated. In this truth, in this faith, we trust. For while we have our eyes on the future, history has its eyes on us. This is the era of just redemption. We feared it at its inception. We did not feel prepared to be the heirs of such a terrifying hour. But within it, we found the power to author a new chapter, to offer hope and laughter to ourselves. So while once we asked, how could we possibly prevail over catastrophe? Now we assert, how could catastrophe possibly prevail over us? We will not march back to what was, but move to what shall be, a country that is bruised, but whole, benevolent, but bold, fierce and free. We will not be turned around or interrupted by intimidation, because we know our inaction and inertia will be the inheritance of the next generation. Our blunders become their burdens, but one thing is certain. If we merge mercy with might, and might with right, then love becomes our legacy and change our children's birthright. So let us leave behind a country better than the one we were left. With every breath from our bronze-pounded chests, we will raise this wounded world into a wondrous one. We will rise from the gold-limbed hills of the West. We will rise from the wind-swept Northeast, where our forefathers first realized revolution. We will rise from the lake-rimmed cities of the Midwestern states. We will rise from the sun-baked South. We will rebuild, reconcile, and recover in every known nook of our nation, in every corner called our country. Our people, diverse and dutiful, will emerge battered but beautiful when they comes, we step out of the shade, aflame and unafraid. The new dawn blooms as we free it, for there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it. This is Amanda Gorman. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of The Hill We Climb, an inaugural poem for the country. This program was directed by Scott Cresswell, executive producer Molly Loray, edited by Chris Benelli, Cresswell Creative Services. Text copyright 2021 by Amanda Gorman. Forward copyright 2021 by Harpo Inc. Production copyright 2021 Penguin Random House, LLC. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.